have been during camp? How's it been an emphasis, and have you seen some steps in the right direction?
Well, the emphasis is to win the game, and we didn't get that done. And I mean, as much as we took a beating over penalties last year, I'd much rather win the game than have to explain 10 penalties than lose the game and try to take solace in the fact that we only had one penalty. So, I mean, it is something that we've talked about. It is something that we have to do a better job of. But the object's to win the game, and however we had to do that, we got to do it. There were some things in the game that probably got missed, other things that got called, that, you know, just like any normal game. So we want to play well. We're not necessarily trying to, you know, our goal isn't to not have penalties. Our goal is to play well.
Nick said he lost about 10 pounds this offseason, wanted to be faster, didn't want to be kind of pigeonholed into that slot.
Well, he's gotten deep a lot more than I remember him in camp. He's made a lot more plays down the field. He's moving well. He's a veteran player. He knows how to get open. There's an old adage that, you know, as you get older as a player, you drop a little bit of weight to keep your quickness and stuff like that. He's a hard worker. He knows his way around. He's had some good mentors in the NFL, so he's had a good camp.
Some status on Backus?
We just shut him down for today. His back was tight, so we just shut him down for today.
I should like Sean Hill, just the backup of the veteran backup and that whole dynamic in the room, how he fits into it.
Well, he's a self-made player. He came in as an undrafted rookie free agent, worked his way up from, you know, the bottom of the league. He's been a starter, has a lot of experience in a lot of different schemes, and gives another set of eyes for the quarterback. You know, the coaches do a good job of seeing things, but, you know, he's been under center, and he does a good job of working together with Matthew. I think that's very important for a backup quarterback. He's got to be able to go in and win the game. He's got to be able to go in and play. But also he has to support the starter, and Sean's excellent at all those things.
You mentioned Ashley Palmer yesterday, the guy who's had a pretty good camp, maybe flown under our radar. Why have you seen him take a step forward?
You know, Ashley's been around for a while, but he's still a young player. He's far more assignment savvy than he's been in the past. That's been a big thing. He's a little bit more experienced. That's been a thing. So he's had a good camp.
With Chris Houston, what do you like about his skill set and his mental makeup?
Well, Chris is another guy. He's a young veteran. He's played a lot of football in the NFL, but he's still young. And, he's very steady from week to week. Chris is a guy that you can count on to get the job done. Makes very few mistakes in a game.
Just one other thing about the backup starter thing. You know, you look around the league, there are situations where it's almost a toxic environment. How debilitating can that be on that position? And, with all the other things you have to do, you have to deal with extraneous issues.
I think when you get to the field and everything else, then, you know, it can work. I mean, I think that an ideal situation is when both guys are supporting each other. But that's not to say that it can't work any other way. We're fortunate here that both guys know their role and both guys support, both guys root for each other.
Talk about the offensive line play overall and what you've seen.
Camp?
Yeah,
or,
camp.
We have experience on the offensive line. A lot of those guys have been playing together now for 3 years, even more than that in some cases. So, you know, I think that's important. Like I said, they know how the other guys are playing. There's guys that have played at a high level in the NFL. But then also, we have some young guys that have, you know, sort of, I won't say stepped up, but they've shown their talents also and shown that they can plug in and play for us. A lot of guys that have been here like Corey Hilliard and Jason Fox. And Fox, we talk about him being healthy and having a nice extended period. Then also, young players like Riley Reiff as a draft pick, and even some guys that have been around a little bit, Gerberry and Gandy. Both of those guys doing a good job also.
We have talked about the work ethic that showed Kelvin Johnson and how that trickles down to a team. Is, for a superstar, is that is he even unique in that regard? I know superstars work hard, but the way he dives for balls in practice and everything else, is it?
I don't know that he's unique that way. There's a lot of guys that are, you know, the best player that also are the hardest worker. And it's a little bit like, you know, the quarterback situation. It's not that it doesn't happen, but it's an ideal situation when you combine both. Like a player that's very talented, that's very humble, that goes out and works. And I said to him the other day, you know, you keep working like that, you might make the team this year. And I mean, there was a time we were doing, it was an individual period, and it was routes on air, and he ran a route that was, I mean, he had to really drop his weight, and he's got a long way to drop his weight, and sat down, it was just perfect. And he sort of smiled, and but that's the way he treats himself. He doesn't treat himself like he just got, you know, huge contract. He treats himself as if he's out, you know, trying to earn his way and make the team, and makes it easier for the other guys to follow.
You talked about the grind yesterday in the preseason and the end of camp. How do you, throughout this process as the head coach, tangibly work in improving your craft?
Me? I don't know. Practice standing around. A couple weeks before camp, I start yelling for no reason just to get my voice loose. It's about the players. I mean, when in training camp, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things we're trying to accomplish from a scheduling standpoint, from a planning standpoint, and it's my job to make sure that the team stays on track and just make sure that practice operates smoothly, and if it doesn't, to address it and to make it happen. We have a good coaching staff. We have guys that have been around the NFL a long time, good combination of young and older and ex-players and non-players and stuff like that. We let those guys coach. We let them coach with their personality. Our best practices, you probably don't hear a word from me because it's running smoothly and everything's going the way it should. If you're hearing me during practice, it's probably not a good sign during practice.
But as you've done a lot more for coach, I mean, from your first training camp through your fourth, are there things that you've changed just because you find that they work better, that, you know, that you've modified? You don't have to be specific, but just
you talk about like schedule and stuff.
Anything as a head coach, yeah, whether it's managing your time or anything along those lines, that you grow into the job.
Yeah, I mean, there's always, you know, something that you do, you know, a little bit different and everything else. I don't know. I mean, you know, so as long as teams operating well, then that's the main thing. I really don't think about myself during the day.
It's fairly what Kevin Smith can do, but what are you learning about Keelan Williams and Joyton Bell? What does it look like today?
You know, those guys have been productive with the ball in their hand, but it's not just that. It's their ability to play special teams, their ability to block in the pass game, their ability to give their quarterback a target in the pass game, and those guys are much improved in those areas.
Is Fairley still dealing with the foot, or is it something different?
No, he was, yeah, I don't know, he was limping around today, but it wasn't anything to do with his foot.
Jim, can you talk about R.J. Archer's progression, and how much do you expect to see him play in the game this week?
Yeah, we'd like to get him in. It's hard to get a fourth quarterback in a lot. Same thing with reps in practice. You know, we keep the young players out at the end of practice to get those guys some reps, and he's done a very good job in camp. You don't always have the opportunity to get those guys in. We'd like to get him in for at least a series last week, but it didn't happen. He's been working hard. Hopefully we can get that accomplished for him.
Just one other thing about Stephon, though, we talked about him. He sort of reaffirmed himself a little bit this year, though. Back to where he was 2 years ago.
Well, where he was 2 years ago was a little different role because of the way the rules were. He was returning a lot of kicks, returning one for a touchdown, making a lot of plays on kickoff cover. Those things don't happen very often now. He's been used as a gadget player, and making some plays there. He's got a, you know, much more important role on offense now. Mentally, he's been very sharp. He's still multidimensional. He lines up, split out as a wide receiver, lines up in the backfield, you know, does a lot of those things. And he's also still, you know, ready as a returner. So, last year, his role changed a little bit with the way the rules changed, but he's done a good job of finding a way to keep being useful.
Riley's taking some hard jumps the last couple of days. Just curious how, why they came about.
Yeah, well, all our backup tackles have done that. Jason Fox has, and Corey Hilliard has also. Even a rookie player like Pat Doyle has done the same thing. And it's just the way we cross train our guys. We tried to leave him at left for a few practices in a row, move him to right, leave him there for a few practices. And he's had a very good camp, and he's improved every single day. But that's just sort of thing that goes along with the territory.
Jim, Averill's first pad of practice, how did he look, and how much are you going to have to manage his reps for the game?
We shouldn't have to manage him. I mean, he should be up to speed. He's been practicing for, it'll be 2 weeks, basically, when we play. And even though he hasn't been in full pads, we've been in shoulder pads, and we've had some contact, so it's really not too much of a concern.